What's occurring?
Okay then, let's play our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring? 81199 to play along.
Oh, what's occurring?
A brand new week. Chappers, you've been rubbish at this lately.
I didn't have a very good week last week, did I?
No.
To be honest.
Let's try and better it, shall we? Mm. Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, Coolio.
Yeah.
You know, Coolio, you know.
I know, Coolio.
You know, Coolio, yeah. Yeah. He was on Sarah Cox's show earlier, you know.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Here's my question to you. During that interview this morning, you know, how many times did Coolio say, you know?
Okay.
Chappers.
17.
17 times. Becky?
20.
Did Coxie talk about food with him?
Not much. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
With Sarah Cox earlier on Oh, What's Occurring, here's Coolio, you know.
And then, you know, everybody was like, because I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, you know, confused, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know, I wasn't, you know, you know, I mean, you know, we're,
okay.
You know, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, being able to just, you know, you know, you know, even knew about, you know.
Okay.
You know, well, you know, I mean, I put in a little hat and then, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, they look better, they, you know, kind of, you know.
Okay.
You know, I, you know.
Of course.
Like, you know, like.
Bones.
Well, you know what? I mean, you know. Well, you know what? You know what I'm saying? You know how we're getting down, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
I think it was.
34?
Or ish. I'm going to have to say ish.
34. You get the point, Becky. It's fine.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's like I'm carrying my form from last week into this week.
Uh-huh. So, Becky's in the lead. Next one.
Well done. Well done.
Remember on the streets last week, I went and did some high fives.
Yeah.
Because high fives are back. Now, I got four people on the street, managed to get them to high five me last week. Today we sent Gemma off of the office upstairs to go out and once again do some more high fives. My question to you, would she be more successful than me? How many people would high five Gemma on the streets of Great Britain this afternoon? Out of 10, this is.
Out of 10. Right. You got four, didn't you?
Four, yeah.
And you asked most people in a really embarrassing kind of way.
Thanks.
So I'm going to say more than that. I'm going to say six.
Chappers says six. Becky is saying...
seven. I already had seven in my head.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Gemma from our office. High-fiving people.
Show me some skin. Woo!
High five. I'll get a high five.
Hit me high, sister. Woo!
Is that all you wanted to say?
Palms in the air.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
High five. Sweet or sour, show me some skin.
Sorry, actually, I don't really know what else to say. Sweet or sour, what's that about?
Show me some skin.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to flash. Oh, you wanted a high five. Oh, I see. I get it.
Hit me high, honey. Hit me high. High five.
Woo! Is that your random thing? Okay, very exciting.
Hit me high, baby.
Okay.
Woo!
Now, what else? Game over.
Oh, I'm a bit jealous. She obviously had it going on, didn't she, there? Cause...
Well, I think she kind of intimidated them into doing high fives.
Yeah.
Because most of them sounded scared stiff when she approached.
Much more threatening than me.
If you do sweet and sour, I reckon you'd have got more.
Yeah.
And call people honey.
Or sister.
Oh, sorry. That was 10. Becky gets the point once again. Oh. What are you doing?
Oh. kidding?
And now it's my favourite. It's the return of the plastic surgery game. Do you love it? Do you love it? Now, we got two people from our office to play this earlier today. We get the first person in the partnership on and ask them, if they could have anything done, what would your partner have done plastic surgery-wise? How many would get the same answer as their partner and not split up as a result? Out of two people, how many people? Yeah.
Right.
How many couples?
We'll get it right. I'll go one.
You think one couple said the same answer as each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Becky go tactical here by going one either way?
Well, there's two couples, so I've got to say none or two, haven't I?
I know.
Oh, right, sorry. None. I don't expect you to make jokes, you're ill. He's not as ill as he makes out he is.
Oh, God. Oh, Megan. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's time for the plastic surgery game. Hi, Pippa.
Hi, Scott.
Now, what's your partner's name, please?
He's called... Well, I call him Andrew, but most people call him Andy.
How long have you been seeing Andrew for?
It's a long story, but I'll try and cut it short.
yeah, if you could.
Well, we... Technically now, we've seen each other about 5.5 to 6 years.
Now, you think you know Andrew quite well, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, Pippa, here's my question.
Okay.
If Andrew was to have plastic surgery and money was no object, what kind of surgery would he have done? His own choice.
Oh, crumbs. Oh, no. This could be something that ends it all if I get it wrong. Okay.
Yep.
He'd have... Well, he's got a little bit of a paunch, is that what we call it? And so maybe he'd have some sort of surgery.
Bit of liposuction.
Yeah, a bit of liposuction on his tummy. Yeah.
Is he piling on the pounds?
it's just getting a little bit rounder down there.
Yeah, because you've been going out a long time now, see? He doesn't care anymore, does he? He's just putting it on.
He's lovely, don't get me wrong.
No, yeah, no. Just a bit of liposuction wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah, no, maybe just to flatten out a little bit, but...
He's getting a bit too secure now, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's find out. Andrew?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Come
just
back.
Got a quick thing for you, right?
Yeah.
I just asked Pippa, if you were to have cosmetic surgery, right, which bit would you get done?
Get rid of my stomach, I guess.
What's wrong with it?
Just getting a bit fat.
What, a bit of liposuction?
Probably, yeah.
That's amazing. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah?
Oh, actually, I'm so sorry. Obviously,
no,
I
no,
love...
she agrees with you. She said you're getting really fat now.
Little
she just said you're way too secure in the relationship and some liposuction wouldn't go amiss, I think was the phrase she used.
So I've got to get it done now, have I?
No, you haven't.
Well,
no,
that's what you said, Pippa, wasn't it? Right, well, thanks very much to both of you for that.
Cheers, Scott.
One down so far.
Oh, you are a horrible man.
Next. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we've had to wait till your girlfriend gets out of school, haven't we, to do this?
Yeah, I'm slightly worried about this as well.
How long have you been seeing your girlfriend? Is it Daniela?
It is Daniela. Just about 5 years, actually. It's five years and a couple of weeks.
Wow, that's quite a long time.
I know.
Here's a question.
Okay.
If Daniela was going to have one piece of plastic surgery...
Oh, man.
Right? What do you think she would say she wanted done?
Oh, man. I don't know.
What looks a bit dodgy?
You know, this is a really difficult question to ask me, and now she's going to possibly kill me.
No, she won't.
Nose?
Her nose.
Nose, maybe?
What's wrong with her nose?
It's nothing. It's lovely.
Is it really big?
No, it's not really big, so no. It's
just
not
a
really
big
at all.
A bit to the side.
No,
is it bent
not.
Like Stephen Fry's nose?
It's not Stephen Fry standards.
It's like if it's squashed in a door. Okay, right, okay, give me a second. Hi, is that Daniela?
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How was your day at school?
Fine, thank you.
I've just got a question for you. Just been having a chat to Ian. Let me just ask you this. If you could have one piece of plastic surgery done on yourself, what would you have done?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Anything you're not happy with?
Not really. I do not. Maybe my stomach, I guess.
Bit of lipo?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why, what did he say?
What did you say, Ian?
Oh, please don't do this to me. I think I might have said nose by accident.
Yeah, he wants you to have a nose job.
Great.
Do you hate me now?
No.
Do you think your nose is a bit dodgy, Daniela?
No, I think my nose is fine.
Why would he say that then?
I don't know.
So, Ian, is the nose job something you really want Daniela to consider?
No, not at all. I think she's got a lovely nose, actually.
Okay. You've changed your mind, yeah?
Yeah, I've changed my mind. She's perfect in every way.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks to both of you.
Okay.
You are horrible.
I think that went well. So, you got the point on that.
Actually, I'm not quite sure whether I should be happy about that at all, as another two relationships go to the wall.
Even so, Becky still wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199.